Master, are you home? Oh God, I've been so hungry all this time, Master. Why have you been gone for so long? Oh God, you're not my master. Who the fuck are you? And oh my God, why are you looking at me? Turn away, you fucking perv. Where is he? Where's my master? What have you done to him? Did you hurt him? I swear to God, if you hurt him, I'm gonna hurt you so badly. But first you gotta tell him where he is, okay? But I'm going to hurt you so badly if I find out you've hurt him. My master! What do you mean, who is he? He's the owner of this house. Your father? No. He's never told me that he's had a son. That's weird. So what happened to my master? He's what? Well, that explains why he's been gone for so long. Oh, they didn't even tell me about it. How rude. I guess I can figure out a way to visit him sometime. Oh God, I'm so fucking hungry. Oh no. What am I gonna do if he's not coming back anytime soon? Oh, I'm not gonna see him anytime soon. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Oh no, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. God damn it, I knew I shouldn't have just tied myself to this fucking room. You. Yes, you. Why do you look so surprised? Well, your father never told you about me, and your father never told me about you. So we're both stuck in this situation, and you can't do anything about it anymore, because since you're the new man of the house, you basically own me. Well, I don't know how stupid human law works, but from what I understand, technically speaking, if you own this house now, then you own me too. How do you not understand this? Why are you so stupid? Your father was more smarter than this. Well, and again, I guess he never really explained to you how he figured out how to conjure or summon a succubus over here, but yes, I am a succubus. Don't you see? Hello? Horns? Hello? Horns, pretty tits, nice ass. Come on. Don't you guys always have these weird little porn things with, like, people who look like me? I'm surprised you couldn't even tell. Maybe you're not as perverted as your father. Well, come here, let me take a look at my new owner. What do you mean? You own me now, I told you. You own this house, you own me. You've basically inherited me too. I can't believe your father just left without a word. Here, let me take a good look at you. Well, no wonder I mistook you for him for a minute. You look a little bit like him. Oh, a lot like him, really. You smell a little bit like him. Oh, a little more fresh. Better perfume, too. I've always told your father to change his perfume. It's just, too old for me, you know? But that's probably why you smell fresh, too, because you're way younger than him. Oh, that will be great. Nice fashion sense, too, I see. It's okay. Casual is always good for me. Your father always came in with his fucking suits and ties, and it's so hard for me to remove his clothes, but I guess that's part of his appeal. And let me just see here. Maybe I should inspect the lower half of your body next. Hey! Why would you swat away my hand? I want to see if your cock looks good. Well, yeah. You own me, so I have to see if your, you know, if my new master is actually pretty good in bed, too. Ow! Don't swat my hand away. I'm a succubus, remember? I need to see your cock. And I will eventually see your cock. And why would you deny me anyway? I'm a succubus. I'm the embodiment of sexy, hot, and cute, sometimes. So, you know, let me go and let me see what you have. Besides, I can already tell that you're forming a tent, so let's just rush this up a little bit. Well now, well, you're a little bit on the halfway there, but I'm pretty sure if I make you harder, You could probably be a little bit more impressive than your dad. Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Oh, right. Well, I'm pretty sure you will consent to this anyways, because, hello, I'm a succubus, and embodiment of everything every man fantasizes, so, you know, it would be really, really rude if you just turn away this, well, opportunity. Not like you can turn away this opportunity. I exist in your house, and I can never leave your house, so I will always follow you around until you're ready. See? Told you so. You taste good. You take care of yourself, huh? Well, your father tasted a little bit different. It's more like whiskey, you know, if you're into whiskey like that. You? Well, you taste like my favorite, which is basically like a fruity little cocktail. Well, don't be offended by that. As I said, I prefer cocktails over whiskey, so I could have much more. And not even realize I'm drunk with all of it. Whiskey is a type of drink that I have to, like, brace myself for it, and I'm not ready for that one yet. But since your father has tied me to him, so, you know, I gotta learn to like it. But where are my manners? I shouldn't really suck your cock like that immediately without warning you of the situation. Well, basically, since I'm a succubus, I'm hungry. Your father hasn't been here for months, so, you know, I haven't been fed for months. So if I'm a little bit eager, it's only because of that. But trust me, once we've gone over everything, rules, regulations, safe words, etc., toys, the dungeon room downstairs, we could figure all of that together. But for now, I'm really, really, really hungry. And I'll do my best not to suck out your entire life force, but you will feel a little bit dizzy and tired for a bit. Part of the whole thing about me being a succubus. I think you understand. I'm pretty sure you've probably seen porn of me already. And yes, it's quite accurate. Don't worry, I'll make it up to you. I finally figured out how to make human foods. I can make pancakes without burning it, and a bit of bacon. If you're into that. Then it's all settled. I can now suck your cock, right? Don't worry, I promise I won't overdo it this time. But you'll learn to figure it out. Plus, I'll give you a good diet, enough for you to not actually feel these effects when I go down on you and suck you off and ride you and have you fuck my tight little ass, my pussy, my mouth, and all of the great things that we're gonna do together. Right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Back to your cock. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited. It's been a while since I've had a human cock. It's been a while since I've had any cock. Human cock is always the best. Well, sometimes you have to make do. There's also demon cock, but I'm not really a fan of those. Now, your cock is the best. Don't tell your father, though. But then again, how dare he anyways? He's the one who left me. But the payoff is great anyways. Your cock is just so delicious. I can suck this all day, but I need to control myself. I don't want to accidentally kill you. Don't panic. I'm an expert. How many fucking years have I been with your dad without accidentally killing him? Oh, fuck. This guy's the best. Everything just tastes more delicious if you've just been starving for so long. And I'm famished. Or you can save your silly little succubus questions for later. For now, I'm gonna suck your lovely fucking cock. And feed on your nice thick cum. I'm gonna empty your balls and make sure I'm properly full so that I don't accidentally actually kill you the next time. Don't worry, I've been professionally trained after all. But it looks like you're gonna be close to coming already. I want it so badly. We can reserve the edging for later, maybe. Don't deny me your food, baby. I want it so badly. Go ahead. Feed your starving little succubus. Please feed me. Feed me with your cum, please. I want to have your cum on my tongue. Your cum down my throat. Please. Oh, there's a little bit more left. There we go. Let's make sure your cock is all nice and clean. Told you it would be fun. Oh god, you taste so delicious. I can't wait to have more of you. But, as I said, I will discipline myself and make sure that you're all properly acquainted before anything else. We have a long way to go, mister. But I think your father left a book somewhere that I can show it to you for some light reading after we talk about everything. Oh, but you look a little bit tired. My bad. Let's sit you over here on the couch for now. Let me give you some cuddles. You're so cute already, so weak like that. No, don't worry, mister. I'll make sure you feel so good later. I promise I'll make really, really good food for you. Probably not the best, but you know I'll do my best. You're so cute when you look so flustered like that. We're gonna have so much fun together. Now that you're my new master, it's like a whole bunch of new adventures again. And I'll make sure you feel very, very, very good every step of the way. Good night, master. I'll see you again later.